Another earthquake in Turkey. I'm Lisa Lacera, Fox News. At least three dead and over 200 hurt in the quake, which was felt as far away as Egypt.
This was a strong earthquake with a magnitude of 6.3 and has struck the same border region so badly affected 2 weeks ago. The city of Antakya was already devastated, and Reuters reports further damage there, with officials running around trying to understand the effect of this latest quake. Antakya's in Hatay province, which accounts for almost half of the 46,000 who were killed. Just hours ago, Secretary of State Antony Blinken told Turkey the United States would help for as long as it takes. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
Syria State News Agency reported six people in Aleppo were hurt by falling debris. President Biden now in Poland after a surprise visit to Ukraine, where he met with President Volodymyr Zelensky.
Remind us that freedom is priceless. It's worth fighting for as long as it takes. And that's how long we're going to be with you, Mr. President, for as long as it takes.
The president announcing another $500 million in aid to Ukraine. This coming as the Ukraine war approaches its second year. A suspect identified in the shooting death of a Catholic bishop in Los Angeles County. Sheriff Robert Luna says Carlos Medina was connected to the crime by a surveillance video. He was arrested by a SWAT team at his home in Torrance.
Medina is the husband of Bishop O'Connell's housekeeper, who has previously done work at the bishop's residence.
Auxiliary Bishop David O'Connell was shot in the bedroom of his home in Hacienda Heights on Saturday. At least 13 people hospitalized, one critically, after an explosion at a metals plant near Cleveland, Ohio. The cause of the blast is under investigation. America is listening to Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
A Chicago expressway has reopened after three young people were murdered Sunday night.
Two teenagers and an infant are dead. Three others are wounded after gunfire erupted on a stretch of Interstate 57 on Chicago's south side. Illinois State Police say nearly three dozen shots were fired. 19-year-old Nasser Hall, 13-year-old William Smith, and 1-year-old Amara Hall were all killed. There's no word on any arrests. Homicides have skyrocketed in Chicago recently. Police report roughly 800 in 2021. That's a 25-year high. Tom Graham, Fox News.
New figures show a record number of guns were intercepted at America's airports last year.
The Transportation Security Administration says 6,542 guns were intercepted last year at airport checkpoints across the country. It's about 18 per day in an all-time high. With the exception of the 2020 pandemic disruption, the number of weapons intercepted at U.S. airports has climbed every year since 2010. Atlanta, one of the busiest airports in the world, has about 85,000 people going through TSA checkpoints on a busy day. It had the most guns intercepted last year with 448, a number that's actually lower than the year before. The TSA says the top 10 list of airports for gun interceptions includes Dallas, Austin, and Houston in Texas, three airports in Florida, Nashville, Phoenix, and Denver. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Egypt's Ministry of Tourism and Antiquities has unveiled a renovated wing of its oldest museum, home to a 16-meter-long scroll unearthed last year. The refurbishment marks the first stage of broader renovations for the 120-year-old museum in downtown Cairo, opposite the capital's Tahrir Square. The centerpiece of Monday's unveiling contains around 113 spells from the Book of the Dead. The museum also has added modern glass protection and new interior lighting. I'm Lee Silasara. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.